tenant farmers.
The land?
We get a percentage of the crop for mm-hmm. the use of our land, and in some cases our allotment.
Mm-hmm. What do they have? They have a cotton allotment here and tobacco?
Yes, but we're not in that kind of country. They're not raising cotton here. You have to go up maybe 100 miles from here to start cotton.
What would you have an allotment for? Do you?
Well, the government only allows you to raise so many acres of whatever it is you're raising. For instance, we have an allotment to raise so many acres of rice, and then our farmers have allotments too.
They do rice the same way they do cotton?
Yes, and peanuts and a whole lot of other things that are on the allotment system.
Mainly cotton and tobacco.
Well, we're waiting to see what the government is going to do this year, because they may do away with the allotment system, in which case they've done away with a lot of investment, because allotment was something you also bought along with land.
Like buying futures, or is that something different?
Well, a little different from futures. Allotment was the right to buy, and you don't want to go into all this.
I think I know.
But you do have only the right to do so much. For instance, a farmer may have a right to plant 500 acres mm-hmm. of rice. And he can plant it anywhere he wants to. He can plant 300 on my land and 200 on somebody else's.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as he only plants 500 acres.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I have allotment and I can't plant it this year. For instance, my son owns some allotment, and he's now in college. He leases this allotment to this man,
mm-hmm.
and he plants Bill's allotment, which is what he's doing. Bill used to plant his own when he was in mm-hmm. high school. But now he leases it out to our farmers, because
mm-hmm.
he's in college, and he's in college both during the planting season and during the harvesting season, so he cannot raise his own rice right now. So he finds it easier to lease out. He tried it 1 year, but getting someone else to look after your rice is hard.
Yeah.
So it's just better for him to lease his allotment. He doesn't make as much, of course.
You say that's the book that you bought me for Christmas.
Gave me.
Okay, and you say you have
given me.
And when I'm finished with it, I'll
give it to someone else.
And if you got someone some medicine, you go in and you say, why haven't you
taken your medicine?
And the person would say, well, I've already
taken it.
Or
I took it an hour ago.
Okay, and in another hour I'll
take some more.
And you'd say he was feeling so good that instead of walking, he what all the way home?
Ran.
Okay, and you'd say he has
run a good race.
And children like to
run every day.
And kind of bird that can see in the dark.
An owl?
What different kinds of owls are there?
Well, there's down here, of course, we've even seen a snowy owl down here, but we have horned owls and screech owls and barred owls and barn owls.
What's the difference between?
Well, they're just different breeds. I have a book over there.
You mentioned a barred?
Barred.
What does that look like?
Well, he's got bars on him. It's just his coloration and the markings.
On his face?
Mm-hmm. He's different from a barn, B-A-R-N owl. He's a barred owl. And then there's a screech owl, and the old owl that we call an eight-hooter down here.
A what?
Eight-hooter. You've heard an eight-hooter.
Never heard that name. What about the kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
It's a woodpecker.
Any other names for him?
No, except that I know several of them are apart, you know, but they're just, except for like red-headed woodpecker, you know,
mm-hmm.
and yellow-bellied, red-bellied woodpecker, and yellow-bellied sapsucker, and we have a wonderful one, the pileated woodpecker, who's the huge one, probably the kind woody woodpecker is, and they did call him a my god or a lord god down here, because
mm-hmm.
the story is that when you see him, you say, my god, that's the biggest bird I ever saw, you know.